Hi guys, it's Keaton here for the Casthetic Podcast. I want to remind you to please use the Amazon banner link at the top of our website at casthetic.com for all of your online shopping needs. It costs you nothing extra, and the show gets a percentage of all the sales. Please bookmark it. And now, on to the show. Welcome to another episode of Casthetic. I am your host, Keaton Buse, and we got a wonderful show for you tonight with the amazingly talented Chris Timbers. We're going to get right into the music with this song, which I love. It kind of reminds me of some like spooky Santana. I love it. It's called Blood Moon.
Like a blood moon, beauty, come close soon. Waiting so long, send down my world strong and light my ways. I'll bring fire into my days, light my way. I'll dance fire into my days. Then true, spend my time reaching for you to light my ways. Bring fire into my days, light my ways. Dance fire into my days, blood.
That was Blood Moon by Chris Timbers. So let's go around, get to know everybody's voice, what they sound like, so you can match faces, or not faces, but well, yeah, faces if you look at a little picture with voices, and everyone knows each other. So
I'm Chris Timbers, singer-songwriter from Northern Virginia, Western Loudoun County.
I'm Mike Eccles, hanging with Chris Timbers on this project from wherever.
Now, what Ken was telling me is you two used to play in the band Less Traveled together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played for a few years in Less Traveled together and did some regional touring, and Mike recorded part of the album with us. Mm-hmm. So we have a pretty long future, you know, that dates back quite a few years. So mm-hmm.
So you've been playing together for a long time.
Yeah, definitely.
Now,
I meant past, not future.
Well, you know, if we're going into funny. Alternate timelines like Star Trek and all that, past, future kind of blurs.
That's funny.
Space-time continuum.
Yeah. You know, time's a flat circle.
It is.
So when Less Traveled broke up, you moved to New York City, correct?
That's right. I moved up to New York City and, you know, started focusing on just my solo career and developing my sound and, you know, a lot of writing. You know, that's kind of my forte, you know, it's writing lyrics and music. So I went up there and dug in and, you know, worked full-time at Guitar Center up there and then at Manny's Music in Midtown Manhattan, which is no longer there, I don't think, which is one of the premier music stores in the city. So that was cool and you know, made a lot of connections up there and just got out on that scene and played a little bit and had that experience, you know.
How would you say the kind of breaking into the music scene in New York compared to the Northern Virginia, Washington area?
Man, I mean, it's like night and day, you know, because there's constantly inspiration, you know. Any time you go out, you're able to catch any style of music you want to hear. You know, people are out to hear live original music as opposed to, you know, around here where it's more cover based bars and clubs. You know, there's a few clubs or bars that you know, open their arms to original music, but not many, you know, not like it is in the city where it's fueled by originality, you know.
Yeah. Definitely. I have been to a lot of those 3-hour long cover sets in the area.
Right. Yeah.
I go up to New York and it's like, wait, 3 hours of original music?
Right. Yeah.
And no shit.
And, you know, that's just been a very hard thing for me to do, just to sit in a bar all night and sing someone else's songs. That's just not my thing. So.
Yeah. So with this album you have coming up, you recorded it here at Bias?
Here at Bias, yeah.
With Ken and...
With Ken.
I hear...
Ken Barnum.
Some of the backing musicians on there, like, you got some awesome...
Some heavy hitters, yeah.
Awesome guys on there.
Of course, Mike Eccles on bass. Mm-hmm. I know these names are going to slip me. Matt Asciomi on lead guitar, Blues Web drums, and Drew. What's Drew's like?
Draking.
Okay, Drew Draking on keys and trumpet. Yeah. And, I mean, they're A-list guys, you know, and to do it here with Ken, I mean, it couldn't have been a better experience.
Talk about smooth, man.
Yeah, and you'll hear it in the record. You know, the guys enjoy playing the songs, you know, and that's made me feel really good, you know, to have the guys actually want to stick around and listen to the songs and mm-hmm. be excited about a record that, you know, that they, you know, these songs they just heard, you know, when I came into, when we met in the studio, so.
Yeah, I heard it was, 13 songs in 3 days?
Yeah, 4 days, I think.
Three days. I mean, even that's just
13 songs.
That's a feat.
Yeah.
When you were writing this album, did you predominantly write a lot of it in New York, or did you write it when you came back?
I wrote most of them when I came home, but some of the songs date back. Some of the songs date back 10 or more years. Songs that I wrote when I was with Less Traveled that, you know, I never had the chance to record. You know, this is my freshman release, so it's mm-hmm. my first solo album. And, you know, I have a lot of songs. This is 13 of That's,
treasure trove.
Yeah, it's the tip of the iceberg. I have a lot more songs.
So the box set is coming.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, as soon as this one, we get out and kind of support this one, we're back here with Ken doing another one. So, you know, that's the plan.
Keeping that momentum going.
Keeping it going, yeah.
Now, Ken wanted me to ask you a question, Mike. Why didn't you bring the Fender?
I normally always have the Fender, but on our acoustic things, I play upright most of the night.
Yeah, it's been working out well. I mean, and when people walk in and see that,
Smarty.
People walk in and see that bass, they're immediately intrigued. They're like, what is that?
Yeah, you know, I was intrigued.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So you played a very slim electric upright bass.
They call it electric double bass. Mm-hmm.
Electric double bass, which you don't see a lot out there. That thing's got to be a lot more convenient than lugging the acoustic.
You said it right on the head. It's so convenient.
Yeah. Yes. And you still get those nice rich tones that you get from the double.
I can approximate them with the amplification, but yeah. It just sets that mood, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't have to bring in that cumbersome body, so it sort of frees me up to do that.
Most of the time it looks like you're smuggling a murder scene out in one of those cases.
Right.
Well, let's get to one of my favorite portions of the show, five questions. So here it is. Cue the music. It's time for five questions. What's the worst gig you've ever had?
My worst gig, I can't even remember the name of the place. I don't even know if you were with us. You may have been with us on that gig. It was in Philadelphia. And we were playing a bar, and we're original band who did some kind of obscure covers. And, you know, after our first set, the management came up and said, we're just going to have the DJ play for the rest of the night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Hey, yeah, that hurt, man.
You drive all the way up to Philly.
I wasn't on that. You had to get a hotel, and it was just that shock, you know. Really? Because we're a pretty good band, you know, but we just weren't playing what they wanted to hear, you know. So we got booked in the wrong spot.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, that was wow. Bad.
What's the worst equipment malfunction you've had while on stage?
Yeah, I'm a guitarist, so I was playing at the Bayou, and I've had a lot of different rigs, and I think this one, I was playing through a Mesa Boogie at the time, and it just kept. We're opening up for a band at the Bayou when it was still open, and my amp just kept cutting out. It was the Agents of Good Roots.
Yep.
And I it's just one of those things, like it's just sort of embarrassing, you know what I mean? So yeah, just a simple amp malfunction kept cutting out, and I had to keep going back and messing with it and finally got it right. But yeah. Uncomfortable. Yeah.
For me, it was definitely when, I was playing a rock show. Band was super loud. I blew my rig up, and sparks started coming out of my 18-inch speaker, and it almost caused a fire on stage. Yeah, that was pretty bad. Yeah.
What's the dirtiest or scariest place you've stayed while on tour or an out-of-town gig?
Man, I lived in Brooklyn. I don't know about after a gig, but. You know, I lived in Brooklyn for 2 years, so, I mean, that could be a scary place when you come from Western Loudoun County and grew up in the country, you know what I'm saying? So, that few years of that gig with gunshots, I remember a guy, you know, his mom running into my apartment building one day, and she goes, oh, you see my son? Her son just got shot on the street. He didn't die, but he got hit. In the leg, and his mom comes running in, and, you know, looking for her son who just got. So yeah, that was a tough spot.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to top that.
I can't think of any like gigs or hotels or, you know, we, you know.
I was in Ocean City not too long ago, and a pretty famous spot that has mostly cover bands has a band house that was ridiculously filthy. I won't name them, but a lot of bands from around here have gone to this place. And bed bugs, roaches of every variety. Linen was never changed.
Every variety.
All sorts of human liquids just everywhere. Yeah, I'm like, really? Yeah, that was bad.
I think for me, it was, you know, when I left New York, you know, I told myself that I was going to come home and just kind of take a break and just get in the shed and do some writing. And kind of got sidetracking into some other stuff and not didn't really want to quit music, but got a little further away from it than I ever wanted to be, you know. And and over the past, you know, 5-6 years, I've kind of had a new light and you know, and I'm embracing my music again. But there was a little while when I was just got away from it, and it was a bad time, and that's, you know, and I equate it to me getting away from my music, you know, that I started going downhill a little bit. But, you know, now I'm back, and I got my music back, and, you know, and a new energy behind it. So, but I don't think I've ever wanted to just hang it up, you know, and I never will, you know. I'll continue to write, and I'll continue to record songs, and I'll do that as long as I'm living. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I've never had the inclination to quit. So I've been discouraged about certain situations, but that doesn't affect my music. So I just keep passionate with that, and it plays out.
What's your best memory as a musician? Playing either with a band, without, at a certain show?
Best situation or gig? I'm going to say for me, you know, as a young artist, was playing on the Bayou stage, because anyone who knows about the Bayou and the history of the Bayou, I mean, every artist and, you know, you can imagine has played on that stage from Jimi Hendrix on, you know. It's like, so, you know, to actually stand on that stage and play your songs, you know, where, you know, other artists that may have influenced you have played in the past, and a place with such history and a place that's no longer there, you know, was, you know, I'll never forget that. You know, and, so yeah, that's probably mine.
That's impactful. For me, it was probably when I did a show with a blues artist out in Phoenix, Arizona, and it was one of Etta James's last performances. She was the headliner, and we went on before her, played with a lady by the name of Sister Monica Parker. But it was Etta James, Robert Cray, and B.B. King. B.B. King was the headliner. Etta was to go on before him. But that's the first time I'd seen an icon. Mm. Etta James. It was unbelievable.
Right.
She sat there and it was like,
that sounds like a dream lineup.
It was ridiculous. And I couldn't believe it. But that was probably the best surreal thing I did.
For the best is yet to come.
Making new memories.
Right.
Well, let's keep it moving with Keep Moving. Ah, that's a good segue.
Nice segue.
There we go.
Yeah.
I like song titles that go into good segues.
Right.
Do you have any story behind this song?
Basically, Keep Moving is, you know, if you listen to the lyrics, it's about reacquainting with old friends, and, you know, but not skipping a beat. So it's like when Mike and I came back together to do this album, it's like we haven't seen each other, hung out in a while, but, you know, it was like, you know, old times again, you know, and now we're on board doing this and just keeping everything moving. So,
yeah, good one.
So yeah, if you listen, you know, So that's what it's about, reacquainting and keeping things moving in a positive direction.
All right, well, here it is. For all you out there listening, it's Keep Moving by Chris Timbers.
It's nice to hear from you again, now that the smoke is clear. From on the burning down of dreams throughout the years. So let's take a moment and reacquaint my friends. There's been miles spun between us, somehow reeled back in. But all this time and change, it's like a breeze across the waters. You can see it coming and go again while your sails try to hold on to it. Keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. So amazing to sit and watch weather turn to words that once amazing. The fog is slowly burned. Waiting, I don't go running or feel some pressured weight. I'm simply taking notice and remembering old days. But all this time and change, it's like a breeze across the waters. You can see it coming and go again while your sails try to hold on to it.
Keep moving.
That was Keep Moving by Chris Timbers. Let's get to know what's going on in the area. You guys got any shows coming up?
I do have a few shows, but every Thursday night we're at King's Tavern in Leesburg, Virginia. So that's a place that you can come out, you know, every week and kind of catch Mike and myself and a few other artists that we have come in as guests. We call it Chris Timbers and Friends, but you know, Joe Daniel and you know, what's the new
Stephen Goodrick?
Stephen Goodrick on guitar, and that lineup may change weekly. It's a, you know, it's a place where, you know, we're kind of developing our new sound, and we're, you know, we're having other artists come in and set in with us. And but that's the best place to catch us right now because we're there every Thursday. What do you have going on? I have some other dates, but they're in my calendar.
April, I'm going to be going out of town, actually, with I'm going to be going to Uzbekistan.
Oh, man.
Do some kind of jazz fest. Yeah.
The rising Uzbekistan,
I know,
jazz,
right?
Scene.
The molten rock scene and music scene that they have there.
Okay, can I throw a couple more out there?
Yeah.
April 1st, I'll be at the Lobby Coffee Bar, and that's in Huntington, Maryland. And then April 8th at Monk's in Percival, Virginia.
So all right.
There's a few days for you.
I got a few things to tell you guys about. First off, open mics are a wonderful experience, and I highly recommend everyone check out their local open mic. If you're not local to the Northern Virginia, D.C. area, then you can find one. There's the internet. We're all resourceful, especially if you found this show. You're very resourceful on the internet. So look it up. You'll find an open mic. One open mic I love is also Thursday night, but I'm sure you can make it from King's Tavern.
Right.
King's Tavern in Leesburg to Epicure. Easy peasy. You know, hit up both. Make a night of it. But every Thursday night at Epicure Cafe is a wonderful open mic run by wonderful people. Go check it out. They're great. You get to see musicians perform things you don't normally see them perform at their regular sets or at their 3-hour bar gigs. So go check it out. I got a couple shows for you. The first one is on March 29th. It's the Antiphons, and Cinema Hearts is doing a solo show at Comet Ping Pong. Wonderful place, wonderful pizza, wonderful people. Go to it. Forget Pizzagate. That was weird. Then on April 8th, the Dust Whales and Milo in the Doldrums are having an album dual album release party. They're both coming out with albums. They're fantastic. I can't express them enough, how great they are, enough to you. Just go to the show, get the albums. That's going to be at Jam and Java. And then Breaking Even Fest, run by the wonderful Steve Rovery of American Television, is coming up at Songbird Cafe. Flower Bomb's playing, American Television, I think Collide. There's a lot of bands on that ticket, and I forgot to write them all down. But that is May 5th through May 6th at Songbird Cafe. It's going to be awesome. Check it out. Big thank you to Ken Barnum and Mark Ryder for mixing and recording and making everything sound like beautiful music. So everything is beautiful music, except this promotion part. That's not music. I could say it to a beat, but I'm arrhythmic. Big thank you to Bi Studios for having us and let us use their facilities. Check them out. If you can, check out Ken at Ken Barnum and Mark at Mark Ryder Music. Feel free to throw Cassathetic a like. You guys got the Facebook, Twitters, Instagrams, all that up?
Yeah, Absolutely. You can find me at ChristimbersMusic.com, Chris Timbers Music on Facebook, Christopher Timbers on Facebook. Chris Timbers Music on Instagram, Twitter. I think that's pretty much the wind up on that. Yeah.
All the social medias.
Yeah.
Look up Chris Timbers. You'll find him.
Yeah.
Yep. He's a quick Google search.
Now you got one last song for us tonight. That was Caroline. Anything you wanted to say about this song before they all hear it?
No, that was a song written for a friend of mine. It's funny because she used to promote our gigs down in Charleston, South Carolina, and she's from here in Leesburg. When I used to see her, I used to, you know, sing that song, "Sweet Caroline," and I was like, one day I'm gonna write, you know, a song for you, you know, with your name in it, so I don't have to sing that song. And 15 years later, I called her up and said, "Hey, you remember that song I was gonna write? Well, I wrote it." And you know, she's in Minnesota. She travels, a traveling nurse or anesthesiologist, but a great friend. So that's the story behind the whole song. Yeah.
Got her song. Drop the sweet.
Right.
Got her the song.
Right.
Well, here it is. This one's for you, Caroline, if you're listening. It's Caroline by Chris Timbers. I'm your host, Keaton Buse. Have a wonderful 2 weeks. I'll be back with more music. Enjoy.
As I walk, life is changed. I sit and rest, but memories again. Close my eyes, dream a while of days with her. Her laugh, her smile, Caroline, she loves to dance. In her eyes, a blue romance, she takes me back so sweet and fine. The love and grace of Caroline. Caroline, she loves to dance. In her eyes, a blue romance, she takes me back so sweet and fine. The love and grace of Caroline, Caroline. We're older now, still I see so much of her. She left in me, and as I made my way back home, I hope to have some time alone. Caroline, she loves to dance. In her eyes, a blue romance, she takes me back so sweet and fine. The love and grace of Caroline. Caroline, she loves to dance. In her eyes, a blue romance, she takes me back so sweet and fine. The love and grace of Caroline, Caroline. I see her in the bluest skies. Fill her in the summer air. It's in the stars her beauty resides. I plan to make my way up there to Caroline. She loves to dance, and in her eyes a blue romance, she takes me back so sweet and fine. The love and grace of Caroline. Caroline, she loves to dance. In her eyes a blue romance, she takes me back so sweet and fine. The love and grace of Caroline. Caroline, she loves to dance. In her eyes a blue romance, she takes me back so sweet and fine. The love and grace of Caroline. Caroline, she loves to dance. In her eyes a blue romance, she takes me back so sweet and fine. The love and grace of Caroline, Caroline.